USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency after a portion of a 12-story residential building in Surfside, Florida, just north of Miami, collapsed at 1:30 a.m. Eastern on Thursday.
You know, when people are unaccounted for, sometimes that's the hardest thing because they just don't know. And they're obviously bracing for the worst, but they're still hoping for the best. And the search and rescue does go on. So it's a really difficult situation and a real tragedy for our state.
The executive order will allow for federal assistance as the state continues its search and rescue operations. Microsoft on Thursday offered a new look at Windows 11 coming this holiday season. The new version changes both the look of the operating system as well as its underlying business model, as well as supporting Android apps for the first time. Windows has been steadily losing market share on the desktop, which itself has lost prominence to smartphones. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
As lawmakers in the Senate rejected a January 6th commission, indicating those responsible, about 500 Americans, have been arrested and charged, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is taking the law into her own hands. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Since the Senate rejected an attempt to form a bipartisan commission to investigate the January Capitol riot, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's going to form a select commission.
It is imperative that we establish the truth of that day and ensure that an attack of that kind cannot happen and that we root out the causes of it all. The Select Committee will investigate and report on the facts and the causes of the attack, and it will report recommendations for the prevention of any future attack.
Pelosi says this is about getting to the truth. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden announced Thursday we have a deal, a $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan formed with a group of bipartisan senators.
We made serious compromises on both ends. They'll give you the numbers. But we did not, they did not, and I understand their position. Republicans and this group did not want to go along with any of my family plan issues, the child care tax credits, the human infrastructure that I talk about. And that we'll see what happens in a reconciliation bill in the budget process. If we get some compromise there, and if we can't, see if I can attract all the Democrats to a position that is there. But they're gonna move in a dual track. And that's what I want to say. But I want to thank each and every one of them. It's been, you know, a lot of us go back a long way where we're used to doing one thing. Give each other our word, and that's the end. Nobody questions. They have my word. I'll stick with what they propose. And they've given me their word as well. So where I come from, that's good enough for me.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, has yet to sign off on the deal. And Bernie Sanders, the independent from Vermont, has threatened to revolt if the compromise does not go far enough on their key priorities. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, said Thursday that the House would not take up a bipartisan infrastructure bill if the Senate did not also pass a budget reconciliation package. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.